This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said it's a long walk to Nashville.
Would you like to ride, son?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Sat down in the front seat. He turned on the radio. And them sad old songs coming out of them speakers
was solid country gold.
Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white pale when he asked me for a light. And I knew there was something strange about this ride.
He said.
He said, Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues?
Can you bend them guitar strings?
He said,
ladies and gentlemen, the Daily Mail and many others have written about Rex going on air and challenging David Hogg to a debate. Well, my son came to me. I guess it was Tuesday night, and he just said, man, this Hogg guy, I'm sick of this. He was like, look at this article. They're saying that you challenged Hogg to a debate and bullied him, but he challenged you. He said, Dad, I want to debate that guy. And I said, Rex, well, that'll be a pretty big story if you do that. You can get some good points out about the Second Amendment. I said, what do you want to do? He kind of gave me his idea, and I said, write it down. Next morning, I got up at 6 a.m. He got up about 6 a.m., he was going to jiu-jitsu before school, grabbed an Uber, and he gave me his list. And I said, yeah. And then I guess it was the next day then that he came after school. But the point is that all these publications are coming out saying in the same article they talk about Hogg that I have thrust my son into politics, that I am this terrible father that has done this. Alex Jones turned to his 15-year-old son to defend him from bullying by David Hogg. Yeah, the bullying's tongue-in-cheek. David Hogg called me a piece of you-know-what and say I'm a scammer and all this other stuff and try to get my YouTube channel shut down. That's a violation of the First Amendment. But we just point out he's the one by their yardstick bully. He wants to be able to jump out. Oh, I'm a victim. Oh, I'm a child. Oh, but, you know, you're all shaking in your boots and F you. So I'm going to read over some of this when we come back, but this is just, look at the size of this article. It's like, how many pages long? I mean, I just read like 5 pages during the break. 34 pages long. And then there's like some implication I'm violating a court order having my son on air. And I'm already at the lawyers in contact with YouTube, so I'll just go ahead and get into this now. That's what's going on with my ex-wife is there'll be a gag order the judge lifts when the trial was over, but then she'll take a thing and send it to YouTube saying that that just happened. Look, look, there's a gag order talking about the court case. I don't talk about it. My ex-wife talks about it constantly. But she takes one video I do with my lawyer explaining, no, I didn't lose. It's 50-50, and here's my lawyer. So there's a gag order, yeah, that was lifted after the trial. It has to be the same thing here. She got an injunction not once but twice when Rex was 13 and 14 to not be on air, which the lawyers don't think is constitutional, but I didn't buck it. It makes them want to be on air even more. And now the injunction's been up for almost 9 months, and I said, okay, you want to go on? And I even called the lawyers. They said, no, there's no injunction. It's open. But then I realized, because that's what's already being said, Jones violated an injunction and put his son on YouTube. Ban Alex Jones immediately. And like the left, they never think another step. People are going to go, wait a minute. His son is 6'1", and already has arms as big around as mine. I'm like a gorilla. Because some of his grandfathers were big. My dad's little. And he's got a mustache. He can grow a mustache in 3 days. And all these leftists get to have their kids all over TV and everywhere else. But I can't see because I'm an American. I'm a conservative. I'm a libertarian. And we don't have speech. It's a long, hard ride. But it's worth it, isn't it? That's right. Gonna warn you, it's a long, hard ride. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Then he cried just south of Nashville. And it...
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the left is apoplectic or panicking. You can hear the bugle call. The cavalry's here, Rex Jones. And they're like, I was reading this Austin American Statesman 30-something page article, and I got to admit, Till Love is thorough, but he kind of goes back and forth. He says something really inaccurate, and he says something that is accurate. But I guess that's how he gets away with writing the Statesman. I think secretly he's a listener or something. But he's got it down here where he talks about David Hogg being incredibly off-putting. I just had it and I can't find it. Well, I will admit that I find Hogg's arrogance off-putting and unsettling. Yeah, he can get a career in Hollywood acting like a supervillain. I mean, there's just a certain little gleam in the eye when he's like, and they're panicking, and they're afraid of the betas, and we've got them shaking, and the other girl, oh, yes, they will give us an inch, we take it a mile, little mermaid, sign the contract. She's like, I have you now. We want your guard, rule, communist take on it. I love it. Woo! I mean, who do you think the globalists go and groom and get all polished up for this? They got to be just as bottom feeder as they are. So, Till Love has to admit that Hoglet comes off like a power-tripping megalomaniac. I mean, let me tell you something. When you're clicking your heels and doing fascist salutes on national television, you got a problem. You know, put me away. Put me out the pasture if I ever want to get up from a crowd and click my heels, turn sideways in a military salute, and then do a fascist salute. Just the optics. You only do that when you are a control freak maniac. And the left cuts in Trump and me with Hitler everywhere, but if we do it, we're the worst people in the world that have to be banned because Hogg is God. Hogg is God. Hogg is God. Hogg is God. Hogg, Hogg, Hogg. We love Hogg. King Hogg. Lord Hogg. Master Hogg. King Hogg. Lord Hogg. And then you got Hillary up there financed by a 89-year-old famous Nazi collaborator who went on 60 Minutes and confessed to it and said he wasn't sorry and it was, quote, the best time of his life. Even the Nazis at Nuremberg were like, we're very sorry. George Soros is like, I really enjoyed it. And I'm going to roll out Hillary in front of you to strut her stuff. Hulk, the wave of evil behind her, and I'm going to complain about Hitler in America. And you look at the anti-Israel vitriol. You know, I used to be on the fence about Israel because it's just another country until I realized the left sacrament is hating Israel and working with the radical Islamists, and they want to overthrow it, and then Soros documents came out, And then I watch the leftist Jews loving Soros. It's the craziest fruitcake-level stuff I've ever seen. And calling everyone a Nazi who isn't a Nazi. And then Arnold wears a Death's Head SS officer belt in heavy metal, the part they cut. This is in Rolling Stone. He said, I love Hitler. His dad was an SS officer. His brother was a product of an SS marriage. He was born after World War II. His brother that died in a car wreck. And I just know all this stuff. You know, I mean, I've read the Rolling Stone interview. The ADL gives him an award. In Pumping Iron, that's why he bought the films they wouldn't release on the DVD. He would tell the black people they weren't human and then take their black girlfriend from them and have sex in front of everybody as an act of dominance and say, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger and I am into bestiality. That is, there's film of that. Of people talking about, and Arnold's like, you bet I do. Blacks aren't human. And the ADL's like, God almighty, can we get you an award right now? He's like, I wear a Hitler belt. I dress in SS uniforms and play Hitler records when you come to my home for dinner. I told Maria, you only wear dresses. Heil Hitler! But see, the left likes that. That's a fetish thing with Hollywood and all those old guys, like Nazi stuff. It's come out in the news, like all these old Hollywood guys are just collecting it and loving it, and they're like telling their black girlfriends, well, you can't have any black boyfriends, but I love Hitler. And they're like, well, you're Jewish. Heil Hitler! Shut up, Hitler, that's a power. And that's it. There's like a Hollywood Jewish Nazi cult. God, these people are evil. Jesus. God, we're up a pit. I mean, it's devil worship. They like anything bad. Communism, Hitler, it doesn't matter. I want to be famous like Hitler or Jesus. I like Hitler. I admire him. And then I get to sit there and watch at Rutgers, an old Jewish lady going, I'm afraid Hitler's going to get me. Sweetheart, Hitler already got you, cupcake. You're sitting there with the most powerful known Nazi connection there is. That tentacle, just like, you know, the demon in It has a tentacle that uses the clown. Hillary's just the tongue of the anglerfish. That's what they are. It's like a little... And so it's like a dying robot, but it's still, it's animated only by pure Luciferian energy. And you're sitting there next to Hitler's weapon. I mean, literally direct control by the spirit of that. And you are next to a Satanist. And you're afraid of Hitler when the Satanists are flipping out over Trump and he's backing Israel. You're an idiot. God almighty. Headline, Jones attacks daughter of Holocaust survivor for fighting Hitler. You're all idiots for following Hillary. She is manifest evil. Let's play the clip. I've been saying I'll play it all day. Let's play here. Start over at the beginning with the woman. Scared of Hitler, scared of Trump, and then Hillary about how there's an attack on the press when she's the one doing it. Here it is.
As someone who grew up in Vienna and barely escaped the Holocaust, my mother would say from time to time that it could happen here. And I would be very dismissive of that. I would dismiss it, and I'd dismiss her comments and her fears as implausible. I now find it shocking I'm even about to ask this question, but I do want you to talk about what are your concerns about the stability of our democratic institutions and structures in these tumultuous moments, and what for you is...
Hit pause again. Hillary announced 2 years ago the attack on the First Amendment and called for us to be banned and called me Darkheart. Got to inverse that name. Let's go back to her.
Of American democracy. Well, I'm fundamentally optimistic and hopeful. But I don't think that optimism and hope is warranted unless we do what we're supposed to do as citizens.
Which is be on the payroll of a Nazi collaborator, trying to overthrow everything.
I worry about the degradation of institutions, the dismissing...
That means they're criminal networks.
...and values... Because remember,
she has the values. Oh, she defines. She, we're in charge. It's like pretend princess land. We're in charge, and everyone's bad but us, and fantasy land, and oh, yeah. Here, let's go back to her.
Held together by trust. You can disagree with somebody.
Jesus Christ.
But at the end of the day, you have a common interest in how we make decisions. You have an awareness of the importance of facts and evidence on which to base those decisions.
So you say facts and evidence. Like they have these signs in Austin. Black Lives Matter, science is real. It's like, we own science. Science is real. And we're mad about... She goes, and there's an attack on the press.
Absolutely essential role of the press. And you protect that.
But you're the ones destroying it. And look at these women. I mean, look at these pseudo-intellectuals. Go back to the video. Look at their slaves. They're not even bad people. They don't have 10 brain cells put together.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, my son Rex Jones has tweeted at his lordship, the one that cannot be criticized, even as he cusses at us and calls us names, Lord Hogg. I hope everybody retweets it from Real Alex Jones. And I haven't, do we have the video? Did you guys download Rex's new video? From Twitter? I love you guys so much, but I want to be able to go to our guest. So I want to be able to play that. So I want to get that new video that Rex tweeted out because I want to play that on air. Can we do that? Okay, great. I know I babble a lot. It's hard to listen to everything I'm saying, but I saw the tweet about 20 minutes ago, and they got it done. I haven't seen the video yet, so it's on Real Alex Jones, where he says basically, well, he said he was going to challenge Hogg and say, why haven't you debated me, and why aren't you responding, and why are you calling for the end of the First Amendment? And then that was this morning we talked, and then later Hogg came out and called for the firing of hosts that criticized him off Fox News. So it's just a rampant attack. Look at me. I'm a victim. Give me your guns. Give me your free speech. Give me everything. You hurt me. You attack me. I'm a victim, and I didn't attack you. If somebody runs over you with a car, and then you go on the news and say, you can't criticize any of my political views because somebody ran to me with a car. It's leftist buffoonery from the establishment. So it's on Real Alex Jones on Infowars.com, and we will play it. Now, Joel Gilbert hosts every Friday. He does a great job, but he knows part of doing the fourth hour, sometimes I go a little berserky. So we're going to get to him in the next segment. But like I said, as soon as I have that Twitter, not trying to be OCD about it. I've just asked a few times. They have not uploaded it yet. Okay, I saw the video in the article. That's what I need to know. Thank you for that piece of critical, amazing intel. Thank you. I see. I told Rex, don't make it a big production. Just do a live, little 2-minute deal. But he's doing something different, so we're going to see what he does. But again, major news articles. Jones shouldn't allow his 15-year-old baby on air. It's abusing him. Why, children can't be on air unless they're David Hogg, and then they can do whatever they want. There it is from the Dawsonburg Statesman. Alex Jones turns his 15-year-old son to defend him from bullying David Hogg. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. So David Hogg is the cause celeb that we must fire Laura Ingraham. We must give up the First Amendment. We must give up the Second Amendment. We must, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. Or you are a child killer. Turn in your guns, killers. Turn in your guns. It's time to repeal the Second Amendment or you're a child killer. Boy, that's not authoritarian. That's not outrageous. That shouldn't make you mad. People looking at you and telling you because you have a right, it's your fault. You didn't know that when somebody stabs somebody with a knife, every knife owner is to blame. You didn't know if somebody poisoned someone with antifreeze. If you have antifreeze in your car, you're a murderer. You didn't know that if a jihadi runs over somebody with a truck and it happens to be a Ford or Chevy, you got a Ford or Chevy. How dare American Ford and Chevy owners? In fact, I'm going to do a man on the street. I'm going to go out in parking lots. And I'm going to approach people like CNN bullies people, and I'm going to say, sir, ma'am, what in the hell are you doing? You are driving a Mercedes car. Did you know a Mercedes truck was used just last year in Berlin to run over a bunch of people? And again, months before that at a Christmas event. What are you doing driving this killing machine? What? And they'll be like, well, I'm not associated with that. I didn't do that with a truck. No, it doesn't matter. You have this deadly assault vehicle that killed hundreds of people in Nice. That find out the model of the truck in Nice. And there'll be some U.S. subsidiary. And I'm going to go around and I'm going to get in people's faces. I'm going to say, what in the world are you doing driving a brand vehicle that was associated with running over 270-something people and killing over 180? And they're going to say, yeah, that's the person driving the truck? And I'm going, no. No, no, you are the killer. You're a murderer. And if you criticize me, you don't care about those toddlers run over to Nice. You murdered those babies. Now I want you to kill yourself right now. Or I'm going to... I'm so upset with you right now. Every car owner in this country is responsible for Nice. You murdered those children and you don't even care. Here, let's go back to it. Every car owner, every truck owner in the world is a murderer. You murdered children in France, in Germany, and in New York. And I want all vehicles banned. I agree with the Supreme Court justice. I want to repeal the Second Amendment. I want to repeal everything. What kind of vehicle is that? It was a rental car? Home Depot tripping. I mean, I can't tell because the front smashed. Is that a Chevy? Is that a Ford? Ford to Chevy still last 10 years like they should. Here, zoom in on that. What is that? Is that a Chevy or is that a Ford? Not that it matters, but you mentioned something. Can you believe that Ford and Chevy? We got some car buffs in there, right? Can somebody tell what that is? What is that? Is that a Ford or a Chevy? It's a Ford. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, should there be lawsuits against Ford for this? Just like gun manufacturers, should there be lawsuits against Home Depot? Should there? Absolutely. They knowingly let somebody rent something that the truck then went out and did. Let me tell you something. It's like Christine. You park that truck there. It starts up. It goes and kills people at night. It pulls back into the bay. All right. Well, he's coming up. Joel Gilbert straight ahead, and I'm going to go find out what's going on with Rex Charge challenging Lord Hoglet. Oh, my gosh, I can't call him Hoglet. Oh, my gosh, I got to be banned off the Internet. Sorry. And then all the rest of the news. There's a lot of clips as well. Hillary Clinton, Republican Party's being held captive, yeah, by the voters. And we've got Hillary Clinton. The Russians are still in our elections. And we've also got Trump on the tyranny of gun control and saying it's not going to happen. And, oh, George Ramos is eyeing returning to Mexico. Well, there's some pretty places in Mexico, but they're all heavily controlled, like Isla Mujeres or a few others. So, George, if you hate America so much and it's so racist and it's so bad and it's so evil that we have less border control than Mexico, don't let the door hit you on your booty when you go out. Oh, my God, I just bullied a Hispanic person. Banned me for that. But as we speak, they've got newspapers all over saying Alex Jones is exploiting his 15-year-old son and holds him captive and makes him say pro-gun things. Now, we just accused Jones of saying, you know, any scripting doesn't exist, but we're going to accuse him of that now. And we hope his son is removed from YouTube immediately because, after all, no conservatives are allowed to have a voice because we're liberal and we're fighting Hitler. But if you say we're like Hitler, we're taking free speech, we will have you banned because you're not allowed to call us Hitler. A message from YouTube. A message from your loving world government state. Don't forget, big sale, 50% off Brainforce, The Real Red Pill, and more in this weekend. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com. I'm Alex Jones, and we are the resistance. We are victory.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and racing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Joel Gilbert, coming to you from Los Angeles, right from the left coast. Don't forget to go to the Alex Jones store and get Trump the Art of the Insult, 95 minutes of laughter, and you'll get to know Trump. You don't know Trump until you've seen this movie in the Alex Jones store. I want to welcome my guest. It's Dr. Herbert London, a former candidate for governor of New York. He heads up the London Center for Policy Research. It's also known as a think tank. They do research on key policy issues, including national security and energy. And I want to welcome Dr. Leonard on to InfoWars. How are you today?
Oh, pleasure to be with you. Thank you very much.
Can you tell our audience what exactly does a think tank do? What does the London Center do? And how do you influence policy in Congress and even the White House?
Well, one of the things that we attempted to do is, of course, introduce policies that would make sense for the United States. We don't have any particular partisan agenda. Our goal is to see whether, in fact, there are policy issues that would be appropriate for the United States, considering the fact that during the Obama years, we did not really have a foreign policy. So, again, the way in which we do that, we talk to people on the Hill, we organize seminars, we try very hard to insinuate our ideas into the Trump administration, which we have done somewhat successfully. And so it's always a question of trying to use whatever leverage you have in order to influence the course of history.
Okay, so let's start with what do you think led to the meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un and Trump, and what do you think will come of this meeting?
Well, as far as the catalyst for it, it's very hard to say, but my own feeling is what you have is a regime that is desperate, absolutely desperate. You keep in mind that the GDP of North Korea is about $1 billion. The GDP of South Korea is more than $1 trillion. There's no comparison between the two. And it's also true that what you have in Kim Jong-un is someone who's a third-rate, fourth-rate dictator. The very fact that the President of the United States would meet with him lends prestige to North Korea. They've won the first battle. But it seems to me that Trump is engaged in a high-wire act, and he may turn out to be a very, very successful wizard turning that wheel behind the curtain. There's no doubt in my mind that what we have here is an interesting set of events. You have North Korea that has nuclear weapons, but they have nothing else in the country. It is dark, it is dank, it is dim-witted. But you have, again, a South Korea that could provide an awful lot. The very fact that Kim Jong-un can no longer provide for his own soldiers, can no longer provide for what is necessary even for the very, very modest introduction of economic reform into the country, clearly suggests that he is amenable to some sort of negotiation. Now, upon Trump, one of the things that I would say to him, first thing is, make sure you get two guarantees before you get on Air Force One. Denuclearization and unlimited verification. You get those two things, then I think it's appropriate for the president to start engaging in negotiation. After that, we can talk about aid, we can talk about, I don't know, even as many pork barrel bellies as necessary to feed the population. But nothing should occur until those two guarantees are put in place.
Okay, Herb, how do you feel about Trump's tariffs? How will the tariffs on steel play out, and does Trump have a valid point on national security?
But one of the things you have to understand about tariffs, by and large, tariffs are a tax. And I don't like taxes by and large. I mean, overall, it's not very good for the consumer. And if you're talking about an unfavorable balance of trade, it's a question of what happens to that unfavorable balance on your side. Do you spend the money adequately? Do you need it for other industries? Does it create jobs? It's very, very difficult to say. So tariffs as a generalization has to be seen within a certain kind of context. The other point that I would make about this is that when you're talking about this, the president has already engaged in backsliding. He is saying now we will negotiate with the Chinese on the $60 billion. So it wasn't as if he said, you know what, this is blanket reform. We're going to introduce this. He is going to start a negotiation with the Chinese about the $60 billion, just as he has already said to the Europeans and to both Mexico and Canada, we will keep you, again, outside the realm of this tariff regimen. So I do think that even though he has imposed these tariffs, we're already seeing that the president is moving away from them.
Okay, look, Donald Trump is criticized nonstop about his lack of expertise during the campaign and on all the cable channels, of course, that aren't Fox for the most part. How do you assess his foreign policy successes so far, And is he really lacking in expertise, or is he all instincts and maybe good instincts in the end of the day?
Look, I think that this president is not an intellectual. He would probably admit as much. But his instincts happen to be very good. And what we have found on the foreign policy front is that the president, I think, has probably done quite well. If I'm giving him a report card, I would say probably a B. And I'm a tough grader. But I think it's important to understand that what he's inherited is a very difficult set of situations across the globe. And the president has to react to them. Most of the nations that were once allied with the United States lost confidence in America during the Obama years. And he has to restore that confidence. That's not an easy task. Whether you're talking about Sisi in Egypt or the Crown Prince in Saudi Arabia or even Abe in Japan, the president has to reach out to our allies and convince them that the United States is a dependable ally. Not an easy task, but something that I think he has done quite well.
Well, you wrote a book called Leading from Behind, the Obama Doctrine and the U.S. Retreat. How bad and how much damage did Barack Obama do to the last 50, 60 years of foreign policy consensus that asserted and projected American power around the world?
Well, Joel, I think you understand this matter very well indeed. But what you had with Obama was this naive belief that the arc of history was moving in our direction. And as a consequence, it was not necessary for the United States to engage in any form of intervention, whether it was military intervention or even peaceful intervention, that the United States was going to opt out of foreign policy. And so we saw a continual and, I must say, an incremental withdrawal from international affairs. That is one of the reasons why Trump has this difficulty. If you create a vacuum in international affairs by the departure of the United States, that vacuum will be filled, very often filled by bad actors. Those actors could be ISIS. They could be they could be China. They could be the Iranians. But there's no question that that vacuum will be filled. We have to understand vacuums in international affairs can be very dangerous. Therefore, American participation is necessary. That doesn't mean that we have to play the role of policeman in the world. I do not believe that for a moment. But it does mean that the United States' diplomatic activity is critical in dealing with international affairs.
Okay, we got about another minute. How do you feel about the personnel changes and the direction that Trump is heading? We just changed out McMaster for John Bolton at the National Security Council. Does that make you more comfortable and more optimistic that he's heading in a direction that will secure America's allies and defenses around the world?
Look, I know John. I think he's terrific. I think it was a great move on the part of the president. As far as I'm concerned, it's one of the key moves that have been made by this presidency. I think that John Bolton has the imagination as well as a kind of understanding and experience in international affairs that make him an ideal candidate for national security advisor. I'll tell you a story very, very briefly. Years ago, when I was the president of the Hudson Institute, I would
okay,
open
up lunch. Got about 10 seconds. Let's get the story at the top of the next segment after the commercial. We'll be right back with Alex Jones Show on InfoWars.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
InfoWars, Joel Gilbert coming to you right from the left coast. We want to finish up with Dr. Herbert London of the London Center for Policy Research. Herb, we wanted you to share a story about one of your experiences when I asked you about the NSC.
Look, this is a story about John Bolton, and it involves a colleague of mine at the Hudson Institute, Robert Bork, who you may remember was converted into a verb. Robert has passed this mortal coil, but was a great friend, an extraordinary jurist, perhaps the finest jurist in America, former Solicitor General, and at the same time someone who taught at Yale Law School for several decades. During that period, when he was at Yale Law School, he taught every power elite individual in Washington, D.C., whether it was Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, John Kerry. I mean, you go down the list. There's probably no one of note who didn't study constitutional law with Robert Bork. During the course of lunch, I said to Robert, you know, tell me about your students. And he said, you know, I've taught everyone of any power or influence in Washington. And I said to him, who was the best student you ever had? He looked at me and he said, that's easy. I said, that's easy based on all the experience that you've had? He said, yes. By far the most intelligent, the most imaginative student I ever had at a Yale Law School was John Bolton. Now, that's high praise. Well,
that's high praise. That's a fabulous story since he's coming on only in a few days. Dr. London, thanks for being here, and appreciate all your insight to all the audience here at InfoWars. Thank you.
Always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Okay, folks. Look, I want to talk about how this week Donald Trump went after Amazon again. In the tweet, he said they pay little or no taxes to state and local governments, and they use our postal system as their delivery boy, and they're putting out many thousands of retailers out of business. So what I want to do today in this last segment is let's look at what and who is behind Amazon. Could it be the deep state, or what I call the police state? Let's look at some facts. Did you know that Amazon was not profitable until about 3 or 4 years ago? They were only breaking even or losing money because they lowballed their products. Amazon had very high revenue and no profit. What changed 3 or 4 years ago? Well, what changed was CEO Jeff Bezos became a mega billionaire and the richest man on the planet, and his stock price went up to $1,500 per share because of the deep state. In 2013, Amazon got a $600 million contract from the CIA to create a computer cloud service. That was the whole difference. That's what turned Amazon around. In fact, it was an insider deal between Amazon and the CIA. IBM had to sue the government because the CIA broke the law that requires open bidding for government contracts. And guess what? IBM lost in court. A judge named Thomas Wheeler, who later upheld Obamacare, ruled in favor of the CIA. Now, you know, you wonder why. So later that same year, Jeff Bezos buys the Washington Post for $250 million. This is a guy with no cash except for the $600 million that the CIA gave him. And Business Insider magazine wrote, Jeff Bezos didn't waste too much time before signing the $250 million deal. Bezos said, I did no due diligence. I did not negotiate for the Washington Post. I just accepted the first number they proposed. So Bezos buys the Washington Post with the CIA money, a leftist newspaper, favorite of the CIA, publisher of leaks, and essentially half the money he got from the CIA, he turned around and unquestioned bought the Washington Post, which often quotes unnamed CIA sources in their reporting. Of course, the Post doesn't disclose that the CIA paid the owner of their newspaper twice what it cost to buy the newspaper for a website. Remember, Obamacare website, they paid $2 billion. So who was the CIA director when this deal with Amazon, the Washington Post, was finalized? It was John Brennan. John Brennan, the corrupt CIA director, the political operative, the Obama campaign advisor. He's been a loyal progressive Democrat since he voted Communist Party in 1976. So wouldn't you like to see an investigation into the collusion between John Brennan, Jeff Bezos, Amazon, the Washington Post, and the CIA? Now, Brennan was in the news again this week in his new gig as a MSNBC analyst. Let's see what Brennan had to say about Trump on video just this past week.
He is mean-spirited. He is dishonest. He has shown a lack of integrity. And he has continued to, I think, to be in the office of the presidency.
Do you believe he's somehow in debt to the president of Russia?
I think he's afraid of the president of Russia.
Why?
Well, I think one can speculate as to why, that the Russians may have something on him personally, that they could always roll out and make his life more difficult.
So here John Brennan is exposing himself as a political operative. You can only imagine what went on at the CIA with this guy's leadership. But it's very rich that Brennan thinks the Russians might have something on Trump. Brennan's guy, as you know from my film Dreams from My Real Father, Brennan's guy, Obama, by his own admission, was raised by a Soviet agent, Frank Marshall Davis, in Hawaii. And there's a mountain of evidence that Davis is Obama's real father. The Kenyan student was just a sham marriage. Now, you wonder how that would play and how Putin could control Obama with his by exposing his real background because his father was a Russian agent. Let's look at an excerpt from my interview with Malik Obama from a few years ago where he talks about Frank Marshall Davis.
Frank Marshall Davis, fairly well-known poet named Frank Marshall Davis, who had moved to Hawaii. Frank Marshall Davis.
Do you think that Barack looks like Frank Marshall Davis? This is a man that he said raised him.
There's a great resemblance. Yeah, I think Frank Marshall Davis and Barack, they look alike. Some kind of moles I see on his face, and Frank, he has those too. There's a resemblance.
And does he resemble your father?
Not really. I don't, you know, they say about the years and... No.
So, here we have Brennan continuing the Russia narrative that somehow Trump was colluding with and is controlled by Putin. But the only thing that explains Obama's pro-Russia policies, especially during his first term, was because Obama was controlled by Putin. Don't forget, Obama removed the missile shield from Eastern Europe that Putin desperately wanted out. Of course, the famous reset that ended up transferring all this technology that was forbidden to Russia. The U.S. approval of Uranium-1, transferring our uranium deposits to a Russian company. And as Herb London spoke earlier about how Russia's number one foreign policy goal to get America to retreat from the world so they could fill the vacuum of power in Syria and Crimea, in Ukraine. Obama implemented Russian policy called leading from behind. So everything indicates that this secret of Obama's that was very dangerous for him to take to the White House put America in jeopardy, that his real father was a Russian agent. Let's look at the video of Obama and Medvedev in that context when they were speaking before the 2012 election.
My life is my choice, please. Yeah, after my election, I have all the responsibility.
A few months ago, when you were asked what's the biggest geopolitical threat facing America, you said Russia. Not Al-Qaeda, you said Russia. In the 1980s are now calling to ask for their foreign policy back because, you know, the Cold War has been over for 20 years.
This is my last election. Yes, and after my election, I have more responsibility.
You know, I transmit this information to Vladimir. That conversation between Obama and Medvedev should have led to an immediate special counsel and talk of impeachment. It wasn't a scene from a movie. The American president was begging for time, saying, if I just have a little more time when I get past the election, can you get me some more time and I'll do your bidding. And Medvedev says, I stand with you. I will transmit this to Vladimir. That should have been a special counsel. So the United States has just wasted all this time and energy on this ridiculous probe of Trump when I think all this time the person who was controlled by Putin was absolutely a Barack Obama, and that's the only way you can explain his pro-Russia policies. Everyone, please, if you haven't seen it, check out Dreams from My Real Father. Of course, Trump, the Art of the Insult in the Alex Jones store. It's very important to buy it from the Alex Jones store only to help support InfoWars show. Trump, the Art of the Insult. Thank you, everyone, for being here. This is Joel Gilbert, right from the left coast at InfoWars. Thanks for being here today.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
I'm so excited. The new product.